The lab is filled with machining and pneumatics equipment. It's funded with a combination of private, state, and federal grants. It's currently tucked away in a corner of the Techida Women's Prison in a parking lot behind the prison's main classroom building. And despite the high-tech equipment it houses, it doesn't look out of place, because for a first-time visitor to Techida, the prison campus spread out across a hill outside Fond du Lac looks a lot like a college campus. Except, of course, for the razor wire-topped fences and the fact that the students are all dressed in prison uniforms.
So I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome everybody to Techida Correctional Institution. Techida is the max medium security facility for female offenders in the state of Wisconsin. Currently, just over 700 inmates incarcerated here.
Gary Gruder is the education director at Techida.
We offer educationally the GED-HSED programs. We offer educationally four certified vocational programs.
Those programs serve 200 of the 700 inmates and include cosmetology, a dental lab technician program, building maintenance and construction, and an office software program. And now there's a fifth. At least while the mobile lab is there, 10 students are getting trained in basic manufacturing skills, like how to align a metal shaft in a gearbox.
First, we would test for what we call soft foot. It's kind of like if you have a table that's wobbly, there's always the one leg that isn't quite right.
24-year-old Amanda Burzek is serving time for selling marijuana.
And these will help us adjust that so there's no wobble in the shafts and that everything's aligned.
She adjusts the metal shims and the bolts the shaft is mounted on, she reflects on the realignment in her own life. Her conviction ended her job as a graphic designer for a software company. Now she's hoping to start her life over in manufacturing after she's released at the end of this year.
You know, a lot of people will go in and say, you know, incarceration was this horrible thing. But really, I had so many opportunities here. If it wasn't for the drug treatment that I got here, I wouldn't be able to go out and say that I am sober. I also wouldn't have this job training. And this is probably one of the biggest opportunities that I've had in my entire life.
The director of the Green Bay Area Workforce Development Board, Jim Golombeski, forged a partnership with the Department of Corrections, Lakeshore Technical College, and two Green Bay Area companies to fund the manufacturing lab. He says its biggest advantage over current prison job training programs is that it can be constantly updated with the latest equipment that manufacturers are using and need workers trained to operate.
One of the problems corrections has is if they invest in something, it's there, and it's there forever. And if the economy changes, it's there. This gives you the opportunity to bring relevant, in-demand training in and out quickly, flexibly.
The lab will remain for another few weeks at Techida before heading down the road to Kettle Moraine Prison to train inmates there. The Department of Corrections is considering adopting the mobile lab approach to vocational training and possibly increasing the number of labs for use in more prisons. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.